self-determined being is a winner. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. A self-determined being is a winner. Are you a self-determined being and are you a winner? You can be, and it all depends on what you do with your life. It all depends on what you feel your values are. Now, what do you feel your values are? Do you feel that your values are that you're going to accomplish the goal that you have in mind for yourself? Or do you feel that all of the dreams, all of the desires, all of the wishes and wants are for somebody else? Now, this is true for most people. Most people wish that it would be so, wish that something could happen, wish that something might take place, and they know darn well that it's never going to happen. They know darn well in their heart, in their being, that it's not going to happen. Boy, Herb, you're certainly not giving us much hope. That's right. I'm not giving you much hope. Because unless you and I can clean up our consciousness, clean up our awareness, clean up our determination, we will not achieve any of the goals we have in life. Oh, we'll survive. We'll go from day to day. We'll be living and we'll be doing things and we'll be perhaps having enough food on the table and we'll have enough to take care of ourselves and our family. But will we achieve the dreams, the desires, the goals of our heart? Everyone has dreams. Everyone has desires. Everyone has goals. Everyone has aspirations for something greater. Oh, when they're on their job, they're looking for a raise or they're looking for a higher level of a position on their job. In their world, just as you go through school, you want to get passing grades. And as you complete school, you want to have a good job. And as you have a job, you want to have a family. You want to have a wife or a husband. You want to have children. You want to have a world that is wonderful. You want to be respected in your community. You want to be respected by yourself and your family. You want to do just these normal, simple little things. This isn't talking about big business or big dreamers or inventions or entrepreneurship and all this other wonderful stuff that happens in the world where people are self-determined. It's just going on with the normal life that everyone has for themselves. Now, if you want to be just a smidgen better than you are right at the moment, you have to be self-determined to do it. When you're in the service or in the Marines or anywhere and you're told to shine your shoes, you're told to see your face in your shoes. Now, that's kind of a rare experience to see your face in your shoes, that you could shine them so brilliantly like that. They'd have to be patent leather or something like that, but you don't question it. You do what you're told. You shine your shoes, and you make them beautiful. And when you make your bed while you're in the military, you make your hospital corners on your bed. There's nothing hanging over. You don't have anything draping down like you do at home. You don't have a cover on the bed. The blanket itself is the cover, and it is tucked underneath neatly, trimly, perfectly. And there's no dust, no dirt on your footlockers. There's nothing there. When you go into the military, they have you do things that you never did before. They have you do things that you might never do when you go home. Although some people learn a lesson. And they learn while they're in the military to do things as beautifully as they can. They learn that they can do these things and they can enjoy doing them. And they can be proud of themselves for doing them. And they can have a wonderful life in doing them. They have learned to be self-determined. they have learned to look at themselves and their life and not think it's above them, not think it's something beyond their ability to accomplish, just the fact they do it. And they do it wonderfully, easily, perfectly, beautifully, and they do it well. And they just do it with all their heart. Now, can you do that? Do you want to do that? Do you want to do something with all of your heart? Is there anything in your world that you'd like to do with all your heart? Here at the monastery, we have a number of foreign extraction students who are monks at the monastery, and over the years we've had many monks at the monastery from many places, from Africa, from Europe, from India, from every place you can imagine, New Zealand, Australia, from Japan. We've had people here from around the United States, everywhere. And as they came to the monastery, as they came into this world here that we have, they found one thing was expected of them. They were expected to speak brilliant English. Now you say, what's the big deal about speaking good English? Well, it's not a matter of the big deal of speaking good English. It's a matter of establishing them on the road of self-determination. For here we articulate our words. Here we speak good English. There's no dialect in our voice. There's no, say, oh, you're from Switzerland, oh, you're from Australia, oh, you're from Egypt, oh, you're from Tokyo. No, none of those things. People who come here, you wouldn't know where they're from. All you'd know is that they speak perfect English. They know how to make hospital corners on their beds, in illustration. They learn how to articulate and speak good, beautiful English. Now, there is a higher level of English and a higher level of English beyond that higher level. There are many articulate levels of English which are quite imaginative and quite wonderful, but we just take a good level. And we ask each of the students to speak articulately, to speak beautifully. And those who have self-determined to do that, they are a self-determined being learning how to be a winner without argument, without discussion, without feeling, why should I do this, why should I do that? They just do it because that's part of the training. And when they do that, what happens to them is something very beautiful. They articulate and speak well. They are cautious about how they present words, ideas, thoughts. They realize thoughts are things. They realize words have power. And as a self-determined being who is truly a winner, they know this and practice this every day of their life. And every day of their life is a now moment. And in that now moment, they are the winner. In that now moment, they are doing magnificent work. A self-determined being is a winner because a self-determined being has decided it's going to be something. It's going to speak good English. It's going to do things well. It's going to articulate. It's going to sweep the sidewalk clean, cutting off all the growth that comes over the edge of it. It's going to make its bed as a hospital bed with the bedding underneath and made perfectly and beautifully. Every day I make my bed and I have my bed tucked underneath, and then I have a blue cover that goes over the top of it, and you don't know what's underneath. It might be a well-made bed and it might not, but there is a well-made bed underneath my cover, and I know it's there, and that's the important thing. That makes me a winner. I'm a self-determined being. I know what I want out of life. I know what I choose to have in my world. And in my world, I choose to have success. I choose to have myself an articulate speaker. I choose to have myself surrounded by beings who respect and understand what they want out of life and where they're going and what values they have. And that makes all the difference in the world, to them and to me. For as I work with people, oh, I can tell quite quickly, quite readily, whether they are a self-determined being or not. It's not determined and self-determined to me. It's not to follow what I tell them, but it's to follow what they have chosen to follow. Now, you are your father's son, and all the neighborhood knows it, because you act with all of the idiosyncrasies and the goodnesses that your father has. You act with all of the respect and honor and integrity that your father has. You are a trustworthy person. They know, anyone knows, if they ask you something or you tell them something, it is true. It is done. It is beautiful. And in that respect, life is quite beautiful, quite wonderful. Now, do you want to be a self-determined being who is a winner? Do you want to be a self-determined being who is a winner? You start with the little things. You start with the small things. You start with the things that have a beginning. And the things that say, I like me. The things that say, everything I do is wonderful. The things that say, I polish my shoes so I can see my face in it. You know you can't, but at least you know that your shoes are polished within an inch of their life. You know that your bed is made properly. You know that your language is spoken articulately and beautifully. You don't want to have a person who is traveling the world, and when they're in India, they say, oh, you have an American accent. And when they're in Egypt, they say, oh, you have a German accent. You're from Germany, I can tell that. Oh, my goodness, yes. You see, when we have chosen to learn the language, we always, not always, but much of the time, and perhaps most of the time, much of the time, we do not articulate the words as we should. If we were to articulate all of the words in any language we're learning beautifully, and not put the slur in that we have from our native tongue, but put the romance in and the magic of the language itself, we would never be known for being anything other than the language we're speaking. And people would say, oh, you are a German. Bist du ein Deutscher? Yeah, you're a German. You speak it with such articulation, with such clarity, with such beauty. And when you speak Italian, or you speak French, or you speak Russian, oh my, you can really tell. Now, are you a self-determined being? Are you a person who is a winner? Are you a person who moves on the level of consciousness to accomplish whatever goal you set for yourself? If you are, you'll have it. You'll have it. But if you argue about how you should pronounce a word, or how you should make your bed, or why bother? We're not in the military anymore, or we're not in the military now and never have been. Or why should we? Because you're your father's son. You're your mother's daughter. You're a member of your family, and you represent your family. And in representing your family, everything you do is a credit to the family. And if your family is a naughty family, and if they have bad habits, you get those habits pretty much yourself. You take them on. You have to be pretty strong to go contrary to the habits of your family. And people are brought up in the ghettos. People are brought up in areas that are poverty-stricken. And people are brought up in abundance areas where wealth is all they know. And these people grow up to be beautiful people who respect their neighbors, who respect themselves, who don't think they're superior or inferior to anyone, and they fit in articulating their words with any nationality, no one would know that they were from the ghetto. No one would know they were from the New York high society. No one would know anything about them except that they are beautiful people. Now, what makes radio and television personalities and announcers so outstanding? What makes them outstanding is that these people who are exquisite on radio and television, on international or national network, speak the nation's language so articulately and so well, not with a funniness about it at all, not peculiarity, where they say tomato, tomato, none of that sort of stuff. It's just they speak it beautifully. They know what the universal expectation of the country is for language, and they are understood everywhere. National radio, national television is understood in every part of the country. And it's not American English. It is ideal English. It's not British English. It's ideal English. When you go to Britain and you speak American English, so to speak, are you understood? Oh, you're understood, but you're known for being an American. Now, if you're going to go to Britain, then you will take on the idiosyncrasies of the language, and you'll take on the idiosyncrasies of their habits and ways. But if you are an ideal person, you will be beyond the idiosyncrasies of any country. And you're not trying to win the laurels and plaudits of any person in the country. You are being yourself and having fun, being yourself and being ideal, being articulate, being fantastic. And you're not being that because someone makes you. It's because you're self-determined to be the ideal being. Now, everyone has the privilege to do that. Everyone has the privilege to speak their word and claim their good and be magnificent, should they choose. But a self-determined being is a winner every time, because a self-determined being is one who does not do it for anybody else but for himself. He has chosen to be in a family. He has chosen to be in a neighborhood, in a city, in a district, in a government, in a country, and he has chosen to articulate according to the finest and best of that country. No matter what it is, he listens to the radio and television announcers who speak articulate language and who act in articulate ways. And the character of these people is beyond reproach. And the attitudes of these people, shown through their speaking, their attitudes and their voices, is magical indeed. You are a self-determined being, and you are a winner. And you will always be a self-determined being, and you will always be a winner, according to your choice. Now, what is your choice? That you have to determine for yourself. What is your choice? What is your attitude for yourself? What is your attitude for your life? What is your attitude for every moment of your life? Is your attitude that you like yourself? Is your attitude that you're having fun and being yourself? Is your attitude that this is a wonderful world and I'm going to be the ideal being in this wonderful ideal world? If so, you can be sure everyone who hears you, everyone who sees you, everyone who knows you will think such a wonderful, fantastic being, such a wonderful, fantastic person, such a wonderful, fantastic life. And yes, that is what it's all about. That is what it's all about, and that's what you are all about right now. That's what you are all about in every area of your life. And do you want to be that? I would think so. A self-determined being is a winner. And you are a winner because you are a self-determined being.